and Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's Alicia's birthday, and she loves this particular French restaurant, and her husband, Steve, has a reservation for her. He listened.
Oh.
But I'm going to call her as the restaurant with a little bit of a menu issue.
Hello?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hey, oui, this is Gusteau from Delta Brasserie calling to confirm a reservation for Saturday.
I didn't make a reservation for Saturday. Maybe my husband did?
Yes, I believe the name was Steve. Made the reservation for Saturday?
Yes, I can't believe he actually listened to me for once. Like, this is not like my husband at all. Oh, this is perfect. Oh, my God. Okay.
Très bien. The chef has made it a fixed menu for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've been checking with some of the people with the menus okay with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've looked at your website 1,000 times, so I'm sure I'm going to love it. So, yes, I'm listening.
Yes, it's completely off the regular menu. The chef is doing some interpretive things for this evening. So we have some charcuterie, some pâme à vieux, pavoisé de fromage, et blé en masse. It's reinterpreting some Wonder Bread, some spray cheese, and wheat thins. So it's kind of a French interpretation of some classic American dishes.
I have been dying to come to your restaurant. You don't even know. Like, I seriously look at it on TripAdvisor all the time, and then I'll look it up on Facebook and look at your reviews, and people rave about your cassoulet. So I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, No, we use the actual wheat thins, you know, and the spray cheese. The menu is all in French, so the main course, you know, the doigts de poulet, and then the chaud chien, and royale with cheese.
I don't even know what this is. Like, what is that?
The doigts de poulet is the chicken fingers. Chicken fingers, you know, the chicken fingers. And we have, you know, some Grey Poupon. You know, house Grey Poupon, so it's very fancy. And, of course, chaud chien, a hot dog. With French's mustard, of course.
No, I'm not being rude, but I have not been waiting for months to come to your restaurant to eat a hot dog, some wheat thins, and spreadable cheese.
It's our chef's interpretation of these classic dishes. It's a very special night. You're very lucky to have the reservation for this night.
A hot dog. I don't care how you cut it, slice it, dice it.
No, we wouldn't cut it. It's in a roll. You know, it's a hot dog right there in a roll. It's a chaud chien. Yes, with the French's mustard, of course.
I'm not paying $90 just so I can eat a freaking hot dog. I'm sorry, but I've been looking forward to this forever, and you guys are ruining this for me.
There's also a dress code. Do you have a beret or a mustache you could wear? Because it's kind of a theme night, you know?
I'm not wearing a beret or a mustache to eat a hot dog. This is not happening. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel this reservation.
Ooh, well, it's very tough to get a reservation. This is a very special night. Any other night, you could get those fabulous dishes we have on our menu, but...
Honestly, I'm going to go on TripAdvisor and give you guys the worst review. That you're trying to serve hot dogs for $90. And that you're trying to serve wheat thins with spreadable cheese crackers. I haven't even ate that since
spray
I was 6 years old.
Spray cheese. It's the spray cheese.
Oh, spray cheese. Whatever. I was 6 years old. Like, I'm sorry, but I have heard nothing but rave reviews. And I feel like you guys are just running this business into the ground. Nobody's going to come out for this night.
That's why we write it all in French, you know? So you didn't want to go to our restaurant for your birthday?
No, I don't actually. And I'm really upset about this. Like, my husband did this awesome thing for me, and now you guys have literally ruined my entire mood about the, not even just the restaurant, but the whole evening. Like, I feel bad for my husband now.
You know what else your husband did for you, Alicia?
What?
He called me, Brian Bell, from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Alicia.
Oh my God. I did not recognize your voice. It's that French accent.
Oh, that was a really good one, wasn't it?
Oh, really?
For a minute, and I was you don't even know. I have looked at this menu on my lunch every single day. I'm like daydreaming about going to your restaurant. Oh, well, okay, maybe not your restaurant, but you know what I mean.
Well, don't worry. Steve has made a reservation for your birthday, and you will be going to your favorite French restaurant. But he also wanted to get you a Brian Bell Buster, so it would be extra memorable.
Just to clarify, no hot dogs, right? No hot dogs.
I don't think so. No. Maybe on the kids' menu.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I got to call him right now.
So have a great birthday, and thank you for listening to the Lauren Wally Show.
Thanks, Brian.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.